Welcome back to the Roundtable. This listener essay is by Dan New.
The ordained Buddhist monk is a former crew chief of a helicopter gunship in Vietnam. He enters to the singing of the bell and the reverent silence of these partakers. The hall's lighting is devout. The focal point is one glowing votive on the small altar. Barefoot, robe-clad, with shaved head and an austere embodiment, he walks the center aisle that leads to a raised platform. The candle lights his way. Lining his entrance are the chairs and cushions of the 130 who have gathered in this sacred setting. The monk bows to the altar and climbs the stage, again bowing and turning to us. He begins in a soft, measured voice. A veteran commits suicide every 62 minutes in our country. 70% of them are over the age of 50. We sit here and meditate to honor them and to save ourselves, for this is the cost of war and violence in this country. You, sitting before me, are the light at the tip of the candle. For the next 5 days, we will practice meditation and all that we do to combat the moral and spiritual wounds of war. We will practice meditation while sitting, walking, eating, writing, and working. Please respect the silence and dedicate yourself to this practice. We introduce ourselves by name, branch of service, where and when we served. The room resonates with the pronouncements of those gathered from the last 6 wars stretching from Korea to Afghanistan. Old and young, black and white, men and women. A few have brought their families and loved ones. Most are alone. Some bear the visible wounds of war, limbs missing, scarred flesh, while others bear their wounds with vacant stares as vacant beings. This is lures for the combatant. And so we begin, prompted by the singing of the bell and the instruction of our mentor in the ways of sitting. The first sitting seems interminable, breathing in and breathing out. My mind screams for connection, for conversation, for distraction to end this useless practice. And then the bell sings again, ending the sitting, followed by a walking meditation that mimics a Catholic confirmation procession to the bishop's knee for the slap in the face to awaken. Breathing in on one step and out on the next, this walking is unnervingly slow and balance challenging. My God, I will die doing this, I think. Then on to eating meditation, where each bite is chewed 50 times. That's impossible. And yet I try, thinking someone else may be counting my bites. We all try. The pace of the retreat slows my always racing metabolism to a crawl. The speed of my thoughts diminish through the meditation as I strive to accept each moment as the only moment, ratcheting down from the intolerable pace of life unfolding before us, committing to being present to the real moments of my day, maybe the only moments of my life. Continually prompted by the singing of the bell, I slide downward and inward with all the others into a steady rhythm of breath and awareness as silence becomes sacred. We write with a naked stark purpose. Then we share the writing with others. The tears and the fears of each of us are shared in these chances of vulnerability and in the safety of a blessed space that we have created. With the practice, there is an opening, an accessibility to words and images that have been hidden below the movements of our daily lives, allowing that which rises up from our beings to live. Each day takes one deeper into the silence that allows feeling. Our writing reveals its depth. 5 days passed without some measure of normal time, as in a liminal space. We gather by the lake on Sunday morning for the closing, and the monk leads us in a Norse ritual when we light a fire, the ragged paper scrolls containing the work of our practice and time together. Smoke billows to the clear sky as the beer floats to the lake center and slowly sinks to rejoin the elements of nature.
Dan Nguyen is a combat Vietnam veteran and an artist who loves to write and photograph as an expression of his life. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.